Thank you and good morning. March 31st was the original deadline for California residents to sign up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. However, due to the large number of people who attempted to sign up for coverage, state officials have decided to extend that deadline. Local insurance agent Steve Justice visited Talk Shop and discussed the act, including which companies would be providing coverage.
We have two companies up here that currently are vending in this covered California exchange, inside and out, individual policies in our county. That would be Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of California.
Justice added that his agency is working with Congressman Jared Huffman in order to resolve any problems regarding the implementation of the act.
We are preparing some narrative reports for him, and he has promised us he's going to call the insurance commissioner of the state of California, as well as Anthem Blue Cross of California. He intends to turn up the heat as much as possible.
Residents will now have until April 15th to sign up for health insurance. Humboldt County Schools announced on Tuesday that Umpqua Bank has donated $5,000 to the Innovate Business Challenge, and the money will be used to underwrite the cost of the Innovate Challenge finale on Saturday. Seven student finalists remain in contention to win the competition. High school students from across the county have been working since January on a startup business idea and have created promotional videos and responded to a list of business-related questions about those ideas. Greg Bowman of Umpqua Bank said the bank is honored to partner with county schools and to support a program that highlights student business acumen and creativity. On September 9th of 2010, a 30-inch steel PG&E gas pipeline in San Bruno, west of the San Francisco airport, exploded and killed eight people and destroyed 35 homes and damaged dozens more. Pacific Gas and Electric is now facing federal criminal charges as a result of that explosion. The U.S. Attorney's Office in San Francisco has filed charges alleging that PG&E's past operating practices violated the Federal Pipeline Safety Act, including record-keeping, maintenance, and identification of pipeline dangers. On Tuesday, PG&E officials said the utility remains focused on safety and has worked to address the issues that led to the San Bruno explosion and that the charges are without merit. The investigation into a suspected double homicide continues. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Single gunshot wounds to the head. That's what a coroner is saying killed two men in a Harris Avenue home in Eureka last week. Deputy Coroner Roy Horton conducted an autopsy on the two shooting victims, including homeowner Richard Story. Police said the two victims could have been dead as much as 2 days before police found them. Police were responding to a call at the home Wednesday. They found and arrested Vincent Ernest Sanchez on a double homicide charge. Police say he and his half-brother, the other victim, were staying in the home owned by Richard Story. The coroner said he's submitting blood samples of the victims for a toxicology report. Sanchez remains in custody.
Thanks, Dave. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. March was a good month for rain on the North Coast, and the last 2 days have been even better as heavy rains fell across the region. That rainfall bodes well in a state where drought emergencies are being declared in communities both near and far. Parched wells, dried up reservoirs, and aging infrastructure have caught the attention of lawmakers in both Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Here on the North Coast, however, reservoirs are full, and Supervisor Estelle Fennell says the time to focus on water storage as a strategy to weather drier summer months is now.
The big thing that we can look at and that I've been looking into a lot is water storage. If people can store in the wet months, they have it for the dry months, that's time-honored. And what we're trying to do is incentivize people to do that. And that is an amazing thing to see, is how many tanks are going out into the country.
In Humboldt County alone, water needs differ depending on where you live.
And then you've got an interesting situation here in Humboldt County where on the south end, there is a real possibility people will be hurting for water. And then in the north end, there's a real possibility that there will be too much water.
The welcome rains of the past few weeks have helped, but only locally. The focus on drought mitigation efforts continues throughout the state. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.